Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll design, drive, and arrange a Sota percussion top loop for old-school jungle drum and bass vibes. I'll guide you through the workflow, from raw sample to resampled, arrangement-ready top loop, using only Live 12 stock devices and practical mixing and performance tricks. Play this while you have Live open so you can follow along. Lesson overview: we're focusing on the bright treble percussion layer, often called the Sota top. By the end, you'll have a polished 1-2 bar top loop tuned and layered for roughly 170-175 BPM, a processing chain with parallel saturation and harmonic shaping, a macroable rack for variation, resampled performance-ready clips, and concrete automation and arrangement ideas to sell the old-school jungle feel. What you will build: a layered Sota top loop for tilde 170-175 BPM, parallel saturation, transient emphasis, M/S imaging, delay and reverb sends, a drum rack or sampler instrument with mapped macros for live variation, multiple resampled clip variants, dry, saturated, gated / chopped, ready for arrangement, automation and arrangement patterns for intros, drops, and breakdowns. Important project setup: tempo, set live to 170-175 BPM. If unsure, pick 172. Create a group track named Top Sota. Drag your raw Sota percussion sample to a new audio track, or load it in Simpler or Sampler inside a drum rack if you want per-hit control. A. Initial editing and warp mode: drop the raw top loop on an audio track and open clip view. Set warp mode to beats to preserve transients. Choose 1/16 loop markers for tight loops or 1/32 for shuffly chop detail. Start with the groove off. We'll add grooves later. Trim unwanted tails and consolidate if you crop. Use clip gain so peaks sit around -6 to -3 dBFS to leave headroom for processing. B. Layering to create the Sota timbre: duplicate the track and add complementary layers, a metallic shaker for shimmer and a short click or snapped hi-hat for attack. Use Simpler in Slice or Classic mode if you want per-slice control. On each layer, high-pass between roughly 600 and 900 Hz with EQ8, using a 12 to 24 dB slope. This keeps low mids clear and avoids clashes with breaks and bass. To emphasize transients, insert drum bus on each layer. Raise transients slightly, around +3 to +6, and add a touch of saturation. Drum bus is excellent for snapping percussive hits without harsh clipping. C. Parallel drive and harmonic saturation. Create two return channels, named Saturation Par and Distort Wet. Set both to pre-fader sends. On the saturation return, put a EQ8 with a high pass near 250 Hz, then saturator with a small drive, 2-4 dB, and soft clip on. Add utility to increase stereo width by 10-40% for subtle wideness. On the distort return, put redux for bit crush grit, followed by echo with short sync delay and glue compressor to tame peaks. Send the top loop and layers lightly to saturation, around -12 to -6 dB send, and sparingly to distort, around -18 to -10. Keep parallel sends modest so transients remain clear. Before sending to returns, use EQ8 in linear phase on the dry bus to boost the 2 to 6 kHz region where you want saturation to bite. That helps the drive sit musically. D. Mid/side imaging and high frequency life on the main top track. Insert EQ8 and switch to mid/side mode. Boost the side channel gently between about 5 and 12 kHz by 2-4 dB with a narrow Q to add air and presence. Slightly cut 250-600 Hz in the mid to avoid boxiness. Use utility to tame low end width. Set width to around 85-95% and keep anything below about 150-250 Hz mono to preserve bass compatibility. E. Groove, timing and humanization: open the groove pool command or control +Alt+G. Load a swing that suits jungle, for example something MPC style or a swing called Swing 56. Tweak timing and add a small amount of random, 3-10%. To get a shuffled vibe, apply the groove to your clip and decide whether to commit it or leave it editable. For microtining, use clip envelopes to slightly shift sample start per hit by small amounts, ±5-15 milliseconds. Create multiple loop variants to alternate timing and keep energy moving. F. Dynamic variation with clip and rack techniques: group your top layers into an auto effect rack. Map macros for filter cutoff, a saturation send macro implemented by mapping utility gain on a saturated chain, reverb send, delay feedback, and width. Use a chain selector to morph between dry, mid-saturated, and wet distorted chains. This makes live automation and arrangement transitions easy. Create four clip versions: a dry, B open filter, see distorted and dechopped. In arrangement, switch clips every 2 to 4 bars for interest. In session view, you can use follow actions like play right arrow next with probabilities for generative variation. G. Beat repeat. Gating and fills use beat repeat at the end of the chain as a fills bus. Set interval to 1/16 or 1/32, grid to 1/16, variation moderate, and chance low, 10 to 30%, for subtle stutters. Automate the chance or trigger beat repeat with a dummy MIDI clip for fills. For gated breaks, automate a gate or auto filter with a rising cutoff, or layer a short reversed hit. Clip-based amplitude automation also works well for precise control. H. Resampling and consolidation when you have a 1-2 bar performance you like, including rack macro moves and automation. Create a new audio track set to resampling. Record the looping performance over 4 to 8 bars to capture all movement into a single consolidated audio loop. On the resampled clip, normalize and add a final EQ8, high pass near 350 Hz, light glue compression to glue, and a final saturator for sheen. Name the clip clearly. I. Arrangement ideas for old school jungle intro. Use the top loop filter down around 1.2 to 2kHz for 8 to 16 bars, low sends, and slowly open the cutoff while increasing saturation send over 8 bars. Drop slash main. Open the filter, raise send to distort return, and add beat repeat fills every 8 bars. Alternate between full and slightly gated versions, every 2 to 4 bars. Before drops, automate a subtle side boost and extra saturation. Breakdowns, mute or heavily filter the top loop. Bring in chopped and reversed resampled fragments with long reverb and delay tails. Use low transient drum bus settings and a low pass to make contrast. Fills and transitions. Use rapid follow action variants and 1/16 retrigs across 2 bars to simulate break edits. Pre-trigger beat repeat on the upbeat, before a snare to accent transitions. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the entire top loop. Heavy distortion kills transient clarity. Don't leave low mids unfiltered. 200 to 800 Hz can mod the break and bass. Don't rely on a single sample. Soda comes from layering and micro timing. Resample early. Too many live automation lanes becomes unwieldy and CPU heavy. Don't widen lows. Keep sub and low mids mono for mono compatibility. Pro tips and practical notes: map macros for performance. Use one knob to crossfade dry to saturated chains inside a rack by mapping utility gain on the saturated chain. Map beat repeat chance, filter cutoff, and distort drive to other macros for instant control. Use drum bus boon sparingly on tops. You want bite, not extra sub. For old school grit, add a short, lightly pre-delayed echo on a send to simulate slapped room repeats. Add tiny pitch shifts of plus or minus 1 to 2 semitones on short reversed hits to emulate sampler warble. For subtle motion, automate a very small detune on a sampler layer using a slow, low-depth pitch LFO. When layering, audition several candidates against your break and sub for 8 to 16 bars. Use spectrum to confirm frequency balance. Check phase and transient alignment by zooming in and nudging starts by a few samples. If combing appears, try phase inversion or 1/3 millisecond nudges. For parallel processing inside a rack, build dry, warm saturation and gritty distortion chains. Map each chain's utility gain to macros for instant blending. If you want three-way blending, use 2 macros. One for dry right arrow saturated, another that nudges in gritty distortion. Preserve transients. Drum bus plus a fast glue compressor works well. If saturation creates harsh 2/5 kHz tones, use a surgical cut-in EQ8 or multiband dynamics to tame that band. Groove tricks. Create 2 complementary grooves and alternate them every 4 bars with follow actions or clip automation for that classic push-pull. Alternate clip start offsets by plus or minus 5 to 12 milliseconds across repeats to emulate human feel. Creative effects for old school flavor. Short grain delay settings produce a subtle vinyl warble. Echo with low feedback and short delay simulates slapback rooms. Aggressive beat repeat fills recorded and then sliced can be rearranged into authentic sounding edits. Macro mapping recommendations: Macro 1. Filter cutoff. Map 200 Hz to 8 kHz. Macro 2. Saturation mix. Map utility gain on the saturated chain from minus 30 dB to 0 dB. Macro 3. Distort slash crunch. Control redux wet and distort drive. Macro 4. Beat repeat intensity. Control chance and a chain selector for grid values. Macro 5. Side width. Map utility width from 50 to 150%. Macro 6. Reverse slash chop selector. Chain selector between normal, reversed, and chop chains, resampling workflow record at least 2 passes, one capturing full movement and one dry variant. Name and color code immediately. After resampling, freeze or disable original heavy processing to save CPU. Keep stems, resample with distort off and then with distort on so you have options. Arrangement and automation curves. Use exponential ramps for tension builds and logarithmic curves for releases. Automate a quick side boost before a drop with short attack and medium release to create a perceived widening. Place fills on ghost snare positions and pre-trigger beat repeat on upbeats to accent transitions. Mix check and final polish. Always check mono compatibility and low pass at 20kHz to remove inaudible HF that can cause intersample peaks. Listen on multiple systems, headphones, laptop speakers, and a car stereo. Use a light glue compressor on the TOPS group with slow attack to unify, but bypass it when it kills transients. Troubleshooting quick fixes. If the top feels buried after saturation, cut 350 to 700 Hz with a narrow dip and bump transient with drum bus. If distortion gets harsh around 2.5 to 4kHz, make a surgical minus 1 to minus 3 dB cut or use multiband dynamics for that band. If CPU spikes with many beat repeats, pre-render fills and free the original chains.